may have mentioned once or twice over the past few weeks that I've recently become a daddy. And so when we heard about a class specifically tailored for babies and children of up to school age to encourage them to interact through songs, dancing and games, it seemed only right that I was the one from Stray FM to go along and check it out. They're held in Wetherby, Harrogate and the Coronation Hall at Boroughbridge too. Boogie Babes is the name, and the lady in charge is Nikki.
It's my sister's franchise, her business. She's in Brick House. She's got a stage school called Limelight Theatre Schools, and she's been doing it for 10 years and has asked me a few times to do it, but the time wasn't right because of my children. So this Christmas, she mentioned it again, and I thought, right, the time's right. My three children are older, and I thought it was just a perfect time to start, so the seed was planted, and by February I did my first class.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I wonder what you are.
What does it help with? What does it bring to the children's learning?
First thing I always think about is the sharing aspect, because quite a lot of these children are first only children, and it's the first sort of interaction, so they have to share, take turns. And parents are quite conscious of their children taking turns and sharing. So, because I've done that with my three, I've also worked with children forever. So I kind of watch for that sort of thing. So helping, saying thank you, and they say thank you back. Just the fact that they will share and take turns is a really good starting point. And then obviously there's the movement and coordination, hand-eye aspect. The catching at the beginning, before they come, we play football, and that's where it all starts to sort of throwing it, kicking it, so they start as soon as they come in, really.
And did you create all the different games, all the different activities?
Some of it was given as part of the franchise, as being practiced for 10 years, so the package my sister gave me essentially was one that works really well. I've tweaked it a little bit, because sometimes you've got to do things you're comfortable with, so I wanted to do some things that just felt more like me, so a few of the songs I've changed, few of the actions and things, but the sausage song, which is my favourite one, has been done for 10 years in Brick House.
It's a full-on workout for you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was predominantly mums, well, it was all mums today, yeah, that I saw. Do any dads come along?
Or? Yeah, there's a few dads. Not many. There's a granddad that came for a while who was quite into the pom-poms. Stood at the back and shook the pom-poms, but always was the first one to the bag of pom-poms. But there are a few dads. And it's hard to remember as well when you've got young children that sometimes it's daunting. So it's daunting at first for me to do the class because it's quite new, but it's sometimes daunting for the mums to come in, the new ones. So the mum of Spencer today has been twice, and she came and said thank you for helping me, because she said she's been to a few where, and because he runs around and doesn't follow instructions, she's found it really hard, but she said she's here, it's been welcomed, and she feels happier because it's quite fast moving, and I'm involving him, so she's quite pleased with that. So that's really nice when someone says something like that to you.
Going forward, obviously, the Boroughbridge one, every Thursday at the Coronation Hall?
Every Thursday at 10 a.m, yes.
And can people just turn up?
So there's no booking, which is, I wanted to do that because when my three were little, there was quite a lot of things you had to book full terms, and at the time I always had two small ones, which was really expensive, and then if somebody was sick or you had a delivery or somebody came round, you couldn't go and you'd paid for it. So I decided to do... Well, my sister's always done that for 10 years and it's worked. I don't know if I would have taken that chance had I not known that she's managed for 10 years. I might have been a bit more going down the line of booking, but it's working really well.
Harrogate ones, there's two in Harrogate.
There's three, actually.
Three?
There's one at Harrogate. There's two at Harrogate Gymnastics, Monday and Friday at 10, and there's one at Chatsworth Dance Studio at 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
And where's the one in Wetherby?
And the one in Wetherby is at the Wetherby Social Club, and then there's a Coronation Hall on Thursday.
Okay, and age range, is it, what's the kind of limit?
We say walk-in or one, up to five or school age, but siblings are welcome in the holidays if they want to come. I did an offer at the start, so bring your older brother or sister for £1, which I probably will continue in the holidays.
I was going to say, because of course we've got half term coming up at the end of the day.
There's quite a lot of school holidays if you look at the calendar.
Summer holiday, yeah.
And I'm running through the holidays because it's another thing that I noticed when mine were little, was everything stopped in the holidays. And if you've got preschool children, the holidays don't necessarily mean anything to you. So I'm going to keep running through the holidays.
And if people want to find out more, Nikki, where's best to go?
There is the Boogie Babes website, which is boogiebabes.biz. There is my Facebook page, which is Boogie Babes Harrogate, and my Instagram, which is also Boogie Babes HGT.
Oh, my God, Harrogate.